Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Friday, May 16th, 2025. In major news, Asgard, the renowned investment platform of Westpac, has sprung a significant upturn in insurance premiums. Notably, increases range from a minor 0.7% to an eye-opening 94.6%. This substantial move comes on the heels of a review with their partner AIA Australia and is largely attributed to rising claims and operational costs. Starting July 1st, the client portfolios bearing Asgard personal protection packages will see the effects of these increases. However, fear not, as direct communication offering clear explanations and guidance on handling these new premiums starts rolling out from May 21st. This proactive approach aims to ensure the sustainability and overall value of their insurance products amid cost challenges. Be prepared, as Asgard's strategic move could potentially set a domino effect in action across similar financial institutions, underlining the importance of transparency and strategic planning in the insurance domain. Switching gears, Clearview has emerged with a new face, completely transitioning into a pure-play life insurance company. Let's backtrack to March 2025, when they officially exited the wealth management sector. Since then, Clearview has been dedicated to reinforcing its ties with independent financial advisors, a fundamental complement to its distribution network and market presence. Illustrating their growth, Managing Director Nadine Guderich recently revealed a substantial 95% rise in gross premium income, taking it to a solid $85.6 million. This, paired with total in-force premiums growing 9% to $398 million, illustrates Clearview's force in the market. And they're not stopping there. A cool $100 million is being injected into the new ClearChoice technology platform, part of a transition plan to become more cloud-based, aiming for completion in the first half of next year. A remodel that could bolster Clearview's market strategy. In the face of financial adversities, Australian citizens still prioritize life insurance, so says a recent survey by Noble Oak. Results showed that life insurance and income protection policyholders rose to 60% in January from 55% the previous year. Among them primarily are younger individuals, urban dwellers, high-income earners, and those with mortgages. These Australians are cutting back on necessities like groceries and even education to keep their life insurance intact. In an interesting twist, income protection insurance has surpassed grocery expenditure in their priority list. That being said, let's not overlook the feeling of coverage inadequacy felt by over 40% of the policyholders, and the gender disparity surfacing in financial confidence, where women have reported feeling less confident than men. Nevertheless, Aussies are bouncing back to pre-pandemic norms, with 14% consulting financial advisors for guidance. As the wind of change blows through the insurance sector, keep abreast with Financial Services Online. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for your personal and business insurance needs. Stay tuned to our weekly roundup for more updates. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Until next time.